This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Blessed, blessed morning, blessed afternoon, listeners. You are here with Pastor Guma, Elizabeth Guma, at Radio Cape Pulpit. You are welcome to my program of Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. I thank the Lord because we are in a new month, the month of September, and I believe this month is a month of fruitfulness. It is a month of new beginnings. I want to thank the Lord. It is a ninth month, and I do have in the studio my spiritual father. Indeed, it is a great joy to me. It is a privilege. It's indeed an honor to have him. I know he's such a busy man of God. Most of the time, he's not at home. He's in the work, he's doing the work of God. But I managed to get him this morning to be at a studio, and the word of today is going to be about fruitfulness. He says in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 1 to 5, I am the vine in verse 5, and ye are the branches. We do have the prophet in the house. Yes, I know that some of the spiritual children in Atlantis, in Chatswood, in Eersterivier, in Paul, is going to listen to the voice of a prophet this morning, the very, very, very prophet that God has given unto nation. And we want to thank the Lord for his life. Over to you, Prophet Dr. Stephen Osadola. This is my spiritual father in the Lord. Over to you, my Papa. Thank you.
Praise God. Greetings to all the listeners in Jesus' name. Thank you, Pastor Elizabeth, for this wonderful privilege and the entire management of Radio Pulpit. I'm so excited to be here, and I believe you will be blessed today. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, our pastor. We give God praise for your life. I know that before I read the biography of our spiritual father in the Lord, I just want us to touch on the scripture of God in the book of John chapter 15 from verse 1. It says, I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away. And every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, and that it may be bring forth more fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you. As the branch cannot bear fruit or of itself, except abide in the vine, no more can he except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much
Praise
fruit.
God.
For without me, ye can do nothing.
Wow.
Oh my God, that is the word of God this morning. That is the word of God. You are hearing. He says, without me, you can do absolute nothing. So that word is going to be broken down by our prophet in the house. And I'm about to quickly read the biography of our prophet whilst we are still here in the studio. And immediately after that, I will give it over to him so that the man of God can bless us. It is a new month, and this month of September is September to remember. I know that is what he used to say, September to remember. Prophet Dr. Stephen Osa-Otomage is a renowned spiritual leader and a founder of God's Army Tabernacle Church with over 25 years of ministry experience. He has established a strong presence in South Africa and beyond. Hallelujah. And I also want to say the ministries and roles, a president and a founder of God's Army Tabernacle Church, a chairman-elect of Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigerian Western Cape, Pioneer Century Global Prayer Network. That is a prayer network online, online where everyone can be part of parcel of it. If you need prayers, he's praying early in the morning by 5:30. He's also doing prayers 1 o'clock and also doing prayers 11 at night. Yes, so you can tune in. Educational and I will leave all the other things to the prophet. He's going to say more about himself. So we're quickly going to go to a short break, and immediately after that I will give it over to the prophet to share the word of today. God bless you. Let's stay tuned. I'll be back soon. Welcome back, my family. Welcome back, all the listeners. I am here in this side of Cape Town. It is 10 minutes past 12. I do have the prophet in the house. I'm not going to waste any time because the word needs to be released. And it's going to be a rhema word for someone here this morning. I just want to give over to our prophet. Man of God, just introduce yourself to the listeners. And thank you so much once again to for us to have you here. At the radio station, I want to thank the Lord for your life. I know you are very busy, but it's indeed an honor for us to have you here. Thank you so much, my prophet. God bless you. Over to you. Thank you.
Right. Thank you, Pastor Elizabeth. It's a privilege, as I said, to be here. What will I say? I'm just God's servant. I'm a privileged servant of the Lord. Wherever we have is by grace. I'm a family man. I am married to Pastor Lady Divine. By God's special grace, we are blessed with three children, perfect and excellent. I'm a pioneer of Century Global Prayer Network, a prayer network that cut across many nations. Every day we spend time to pray. We have people connecting from different parts of the world. As Pastor Elizabeth have said, I'm the chairman-elect of Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria, the umbrella body that covers and guides all Nigeria pastors in Western Cape. However, I'm just a servant of the Lord, and I'm happy to be here. I believe God has have a word for you today, and you are going to be blessed.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you. Yes, you can continue, my prophet.
Right. I want to let you know that God is here to do something wonderful for you. I want to believe that my being here today is prophetic, being the first day of the 9 month. And I want to speak to you today that, you know, considering the number nine is a prophetic number. The Bible is comprises of prophetic number. We talk about number one. Number one belongs to God. Number two is the number of agreement. Number three is the number of Trinity. Mm-hmm. Number four is the number of the earth, because the earth has 4 points. Number five is the number of grace. Number six is the number of a man. Number seven is the number of perfection. Number eight is the number of new beginning. But number nine is the number of fruitfulness. Wow. Hence, I want to talk to you about fruitfulness. I want to just remind you that you are carrying a seed, because you can't talk about fruitfulness without talking about a seed. Mm. From the, you know, at the entrance into the year 2025, I believe God gave you something. God gave you a word. And the word of God is the seed of God. Bible says we are born again of the incorruptible seed. So there is a seed, a prophetic seed inside of you. And that seed has been there. And I want to assure you that this month of September, God is about to do something wonderful in your life. What is fruitfulness? Fruitfulness refers to the state of being productive. God wants you to be productive. I want to take your eyes off from your limitation. I want to take your eyes off from the mess of the past. The book of 1 John chapter 2 verse 8, it said the darkness is past. Can I tell you that the mistake is in your past? Mm. You don't need to dwell on it. Look to the present and look to the future. He said the darkness is past and the true light is shining. So to be fruitful means to be productive. God wants you to be productive, to have abundance. In the context of looking into the scripture where we read, to be fruitful also represents spiritual growth. Because anywhere there is seed, there is bound to be growth and there is bound to be fruit. Hence, God is preparing you this month of September for spiritual growth. Spiritual growth also refers to maturity. Productive life, a life that bear fruit for God's kingdom. Abundance of good works, love and kindness, they are all encompassive. Today, I stand to pray for you. I stand to minister to you that this season, God is bringing you into your dream. He's bringing that dream in your heart into manifestation. The seed has been sowed in you. If you are in Christ Jesus, you carry the seed. The seed is there, and nothing can destroy the seed, and nothing can uproot the seed. But you just have to open up and let the Holy Spirit find expression through you. Now, considering the scripture that was read by Pastor Elizabeth in John chapter 15, verse 1 to 5, Jesus teaches us about abiding in Him. Now, to be fruitful, you need to abide. Now, the word abide is a word mean you have to dwell. You have to settle. You have to, you know, it's like intimacy with the Lord. You have to abide in fellowship, abide in prayers, abide in praise. Are you listening to me? Now, it is in your place of abiding in Christ, you begin to generate the strength, generate the anointing to be productive. Now, you can be productive when you are not abiding in Christ. When you abide, Jesus said, abide in me. You know why Jesus was explaining? Jesus explained John 15 to rectify the mistake that was made by Adam. Adam was created by God, and God said, be fruitful and multiply. Fruitfulness is God's intention from the beginning, original plan for all of us from the beginning. But you know that the devil interrupted that process when Adam fell. When Adam fell, barrenness steps in, unproductivity, shame, reproach, sin, affliction, demotion, rejection, sorrow, name it, all came into place. Now, Jesus came to restore us back to this fruitfulness, because fruitfulness is God's plan for you. This month of September, get set. Something is about to happen to you. God is about to wipe away your tears. God is about to give you a lifetime result of all your labor. I know there are many of you, you'll be crying and say, Lord, when will you visit me? Lord, when will this happen? I came here to say, cry no more, for Jesus is here, and He's going to wipe away your tears and remove your pain and bring you to this place of fruitfulness. This was the reason, one of the reasons He came. So in John 15, Jesus is saying, I know that many things have happened. He said, but abide in me, because I am the way, I am the truth, I am life. So if Jesus is the way, walk in Him. If Jesus is the truth, speak the truth. If Jesus is life, live in Him. Yes, He said, abide. Now, without Christ, you can't be productive, because Christ is the fullness of God. Bible said Jesus is the express image of God's personality. When you see Christ, you see God. Everything that you desire in life is in Christ. As the Bible said in Hebrews chapter 12, looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of your faith. And I speak today that Jesus is authoring a new season for you. Amen. The days of satanic affliction, manipulations, attacks, they are over in your life. Amen. Are you sick right now? Jesus is about to author healing for you. Are you bad right now? Jesus is about to author freedom for you. Amen. Are you living in sin? Jesus is about to author salvation for you. Bible called Jesus the author of salvation. There is no salvation in any other apart from Christ Jesus. Now, fruitfulness can only happen to you when you abide in Christ. That is the root. Fruitfulness is a result of a deep connection with Christ. Fruitfulness allows the Spirit of God to walk in you and through you. Brothers and sisters, hearing the sound of my voice this afternoon, I welcome you to the month of September, the month of fruitfulness, and I see the barrenness, satanic oppressions, demonic yoke, I declare them break out of your life in the name of Jesus. I declare over you that you rise in the name of our Lord Jesus. Don't be discouraged. You are in for a good time this month. God is bringing you to the place of fruitfulness. God bless you.
My God, thank you so much, Prophet. That is warm in hierdie studio. It is so hot in here. I can feel that the Prophet is in the house. Please, my family, receive the spoken word uttered from the mouth of the man of God. We are quickly going for a short break. Please stay tuned. Don't go, because God has something great in store for you. You're still going to hear a lot from the Prophet. God bless you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Wow, my God, my God. Welkom terug. Hier is ingeskakel by Radio Kaapse Kansel met Pastor Elizabeth Gumaget hier. Die Prophet Dr. Steven Osadoller with me. And our program is Gracefully Restored. Die song was van Johan Anker, en hy sê die seën. Hy sê die Here hou jou, die Here dra jou. Oh, hy draai sy gesig na jou. So wat kan ons sê? Wat kan ons doen sonder hom? Ons het hom nodig. Hy sê in sy woord in John 15 vers 5, hy sê abide in me and I in you. He is the vine and we are the branches. Believe me, family out there, we can do nothing without him. Hy sê mag sy oor jou lewe, oor jou kinders, oor jou familie. Halleluja, mag hy vrede gee. Oor jou familie, daar is vrede. Oor jou kinders, daar is vrede. Oor jou huwelik, oor jou lewe, daar is vrede. Dankie Johan Anker, daar is 'n magtige song. Die vorige een was van Nonna en die song se naam was Alive. Julle is ingeskakel by Radio Kaapse Kansel met Pastor Elizabeth Guma. Asseblief, as julle julle WhatsApps wil stuur, stuur dit in na 081-729-1657. Ek repeat het, 081-729-1657. Wow, we do have Uvatiso on the line. She's saying, abide, dwell, intimacy with the Lord, abide in Christ. Thank you, Minister Vivian. She says that we are here listening to our spiritual father in Christ. More grace upon your life, woman of God, Pastor Elizabeth Guma. Thank you for being in the house, Minister Vivian. You are welcome. We thank God for tuning in. And we also have Charmaine Bayer. Thank you, Charmaine. She says, wow, so inspiring. God-given talents being used effectively with kindness and love. Yeah, that is true. I'm going to give it over to the Prophet. I can't keep him for long. Let the man of God just pour his heart. He's in the house. Let the oracle of God just speak as the Lord has given him. Hallelujah. Grace to do that. Over to you, our spiritual father.
Thank you. Thank you, Pastor Queen Elizabeth. You are a blessing. Amen. So honored to be here one more time. Right, to the listeners, I want to say to you that this month, get set. God is bringing harvest on your way.
Amen.
Have faith. All things are possible. Take your eyes off from the limitation. Are you listening to me? Take it off. Look unto Jesus. You are going to see what God will do for you. Now, we continue. Fruitfulness, as we said, refers to the state of being productive. Now, there is two dimensions to fruitfulness. There is internal fruitfulness. There is external fruitfulness. Now, there is, when Jesus teaches us about abiding in him, he said, when we do that, then we will bear much fruit. Now, Jesus is internal. He lives in your heart. Then bearing fruit will be external. So looking at the practical application of fruitfulness. Fruitfulness can be manifested in various ways. Number one, fruitfulness can also has to do about sharing the gospel with others. Jesus said he wants us to be productive. He said, when you abide in me, you will bring more fruit. God wants fruits to be brought back home. There are many sinners out there. There are many people who don't know the Lord. And God is mandating us. God is sending us to go out there and bring fruit to him, sharing the gospel with others. This month, as we wait for the blessing of fruitfulness, also take it as a responsibility to say, Lord, use me to bring the gospel to others. Our world needs Jesus. Jesus is the answer to the dying world. We see our society, we see our cities, our nations, we see a lot of vices, a lot of crime, a lot of evil. God is waiting for the church to rise. So number one, in expression of fruitfulness externally, you have to share the gospel. Number two, practical expression of fruitfulness is demonstrating love and compassion. We can't do without love. Now, there are different type of love in the world, but you can compare to the agape love, which is the love of Christ, a love of sacrifice. Jesus came because of love, and this love has been shared in our heart. As a child of God, as believers in Christ, we are to carry out the love of God, demonstrating love and compassion. The world needs the true love. People need true love. Many people are emotionally stressed. Many are depressed. Many are confused. God wants us to share his love. It's a way of fruitfulness. Number three is living a life of integrity and purpose. God wants us to live a life of integrity and purpose. He said, abide in me. When you abide in me, then you will bring forth most fruit. So integrity, understanding purpose, is part of fruit. There are many people who don't know why they are living. What are you living for? Why are you here? Why, what are you capable of doing? These are questions that need destiny. I want you to know, number four is producing spiritual fruit like patience, kindness, and self-control. Now, you look to Galatians chapter 5, he said, the fruits of the Spirit begin with love. So God wants us to be fruitful internally and externally. So this month of September, I want you to sit down with the Lord and look and say, Lord, thank you. I know Christ lives in me, but how can I be of help to others? How can I affect my community? How can I affect my own family, my nuclear family? How can I affect the church? If you belong to the church, you are a member of a church, what can I do? God wants you to be productive. To be productive is encompassing. It is not to be limited to one aspect. God's, you know, the Bible said in Philippians, I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. God wants to be productive in your business, in your career. God wants to be productive in your family. He wants to be productive in your community. He wants you to be productive in the church. And this month of September, I want you to make a decision. Look to yourself and say, I'm a productive believer. I'm a productive person. Look to the best that God has made you to be. Stop looking at your worst. Your worst is behind you. Who told you can make it? Who told you are defeated? Who told you that nothing good can come out of you? The devil is a liar. I speak to you today. I can see something coming out. The power of God is upon you. You are a productive person. You got the anointing, and God wants you to rise. This is your season. This is your time. The worst is behind you, and the best is with you, and the best is yet to come. Look to the future. Take your eyes away from the defeat of yesterday. To fail is maybe it's just an event. There are lessons you can learn from it, but that does not define who you are. I speak to you today in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, that you take your eyes away from the gallery of shame that the devil has painted you and painted you and branded you. Take your eyes from that gallery and look unto Jesus. When you see Jesus, you see yourself. Just as Jesus is, that is who you are, because you have the very life of God. Bible says, he that have the life of his son, he said, the same will bring forth more fruit. God wants you to know that life of Christ in you is what we fast forward. It's what we make this happen for you. This is why we can say, Christ in me, the hope of glory. So Christ being in you, it does not make you hopeless. You are not a hopeless human being. You are not a hopeless man. You are not a hopeless woman. You have Christ in you. There is hope for your future. I came here this afternoon to bring these words of encouragement, and I say to you, take your eyes off from the limitation. Please do that. Now is a new season. New month, new dream. New month, new song. New month, new message. God bless you.
God bless you, my prophet. Take your eyes off the limitation. Take your eyes away from the mistake of your past. Your past is your past. Hallelujah. God is working in your future. That is a powerful word from our prophet. I want to thank the Lord for his life. And I want to thank the Lord that we need to know that we are people. We must be productive in our families. We must be productive in our church. Wherever you find yourself, be productive. What is it that you can give to this world? What is it that you can do? What is it? We are all born for a purpose. That is what the prophet is saying. So please let us start to be productive. No more excuses. We're quickly going to go for a short break. I see that Deaconess Nondi is in the house. I greet you, Deaconess Nondi. She said, what a word on fruitfulness. Thank you, Prophet. May God continue to increase his anointing in your life, Pastor Elizabeth. Thank you. Thank you, Deaconess Nondi. We're going to quickly go for a break. I see you shortly in Jesus' name. We'll be back soon. We are back at Radio K Pulpit. Thank you for staying tuned. Baie dankie dat julle nog altyd ingeskakel is by Radio Kaapse Kansel. Hier is hier met Elizabeth Guma from Gracefully Restored for His Purpose. Now you have heard it all from the prophet. No more excuses. No more excuses. Your past is in the tomb. Please, my family, we must be productive in everything that we are doing. We must be fruitful in everything that we are doing. Remember, the Bible makes us to understand, just as the prophet has said, the book of Philippians chapter 4, he says, verse 13, he says, I can do all things through Christ Jesus that strengtheneth you. Yes, so I don't get to know what the enemy is saying, but you can do all things. Be fruitful wherever you are. This is a new month. It's a month of giving birth. So it's very important. I see Lady Divine, our spiritual mother, is also in the house. Bless you, Ma. Bless you, Ma. She says, wow, what a word from our father, the prophet. More grace. Take your eye away from the limitation. And we also have Sister Nelly there. She's also in the house. She says, good morning. Good afternoon, Prophet Pastor Elizabeth and Deaconess Nondi. I'm truly blessed and encouraged by Prophet Stephen's words of wisdom. Thank you. Thank you, Sister Nelly. Thank you for those that are tuning in this afternoon. May the Lord continue to bless you all. Kalashe is the one from Johannesburg. God is good. What a powerful message shared today by our spiritual father. God bless you, Papa and Pastor Elizabeth. Kalashe, you are blessed. You are all in the house. You are armies. You are not civilians. The Lord bless you. The Lord bless you. Hallelujah. Over to you, my prophet. Thank you so much. God
bless you. Thank you, Pastor Elizabeth. To all our listeners out there, I want to say to you, you have a winning spirit. You don't have a defeated spirit. You are a winner. You know why? I just want you to know that, you know, to be fruitful, God has programmed you for it. It is not by coincidence. It's not by human effort. It is programming from the beginning. When he created man, he said to Adam, he said, be fruitful, multiply, and replenish the earth. So it is what God programmed you for. You are programmed to be fruitful. To be fruitful means increase, meaning you got the anointing of increase. You are made to succeed, to be productive, to flourish, to prosper in wherever you find yourself, wherever you find your hand to do. But I want you to know that you must not be discouraged. Now, looking into Isaac, I'm beginning to round up now. God has made Isaac the son of Abraham, a promised seed. And here Isaac finds himself in Gerar. And the Bible said he dug a well, and the people of Gerar strove with him. He dug another well, they strove with him. He dug the third one, they strove with him. There are many of you right now, I don't want you to draw conclusion from the attack you are facing or challenges you are facing. As a matter of fact, challenges bring the best out of you. You don't need to be scared. You don't need to be afraid. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You got a seed of fruitfulness in you. The devil will want to come after you. They came after Isaac, but they did everything, they could not succeed. And the Bible said, Isaac dug another way, and the Philistine strove not. and Isaac named that well Robert. Today I pray for you, the month of September become your month of Robert. Amen. What is Robert? He said the Lord has made a rule for us in the land, and we are fruitful in the land. The Lord has made a rule for us, and we are fruitful in the land. God is bringing somebody into Robert this month. I know you labored. Jesus said, come unto me, all ye that have labored with every lad. He said, I will give you rest. God is giving you rest. When you come to Robert, it simply means your adversaries, your enemies, and the forces of wickedness that have concluded on you before and say you're going nowhere, they will suddenly surrender and bow before you. It's my prayer for you that the challenges you had before are not behind you. As I said, I see the enemy submitting to you. Bible said in Psalm 66 verse 3, through the greatness of your power shall the enemy submit themselves unto thee. People of God, I encourage you, welcome to your robot, a place God make room for you, a place of enlargement, a place God brings you to abundance. Remember Psalm 66 verse 10, he has taken us through the water, through the fire, men rode on our heads. He said, but the Lord has brought us to a wedding place. Mm-hmm. This month of September, God has brought you to a wedding place. Mm-hmm. You have stepped into your promised land. Mm-hmm. I want you to know that God has programmed you for fruitfulness. Amen. Please be encouraged. Mm. In case you are sitting there and you looking down on yourself, David find himself when the Amalekite invaded Ziklag. They took his wife, took everything. Mm. Bible said the men wept and they had no power to weep. They wanted to stone David. But in all of these commotions, Bible said David encouraged himself in the Lord. Jesus. I want you to be encouraged in the Lord. Please be encouraged. There is a compassion in my heart. I don't know who is this person. And you just looking, it's like you dwelling in the past. God is saying, come out. I have the best for you. I'm bringing you to Robert. Come to Robert. God said, come to Robert. He's bringing you to the place of fruitfulness. A place where you will have more than enough. That is the will of God for you.
Oh, Jesus.
Can I pray for you wherever you are? Bow down your heads. Just bow down your heads. The Lord is ministering to a woman here right now. This is your season. I don't care to know the mess. I don't care. God is bringing you out from that mess and is making something beautiful for you. Father, thank you. To every listener right now, receive the grace of God. May God that I serve, may God Almighty, may He wipe away your tears and give you a new beginning. May God lift you up. May you stand up on your 2 feet in the mighty name of Jesus. God bless you. God loves you, so do I. God bless you. God bless you.
Amen. Wow. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, my prophet. Wow. Thank you so much for the prayers as well. Please, there was a prophecy that has gone out for someone. If you are there listening to our voice, receive that prophet. I hear someone say, thank you for the word, sir. That is Skumbuzo. And I see that Pastor Skumbuzo from Johannesburg is in the house. You are blessed, sir. He said, thank you so much for the word. Tulisa is in the house. She said, this is my season. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Be encouraged in the Lord, a place of fruitfulness. Thank you so much. My family, truly said, yes, Lord, wipe away my tears. May I stand in my 2 feet. The Lord bless you, my listeners. The Lord bless each and every one of you, my family. I myself, as I'm sitting in the studio, I'm very blessed. I know when the men of God start to pour out, He doesn't just pour out for us, but for nations. He's called for nations. The Lord continue to bless you, sir. Thank you so much, Prophet. Prophet, I go to a short break. I would love you to say some few things. I know that you have sent things through to me to say, to talk about Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria, Western Cape, PFNWC. Can you just tell us a little bit of that?
Thank you.
To the listeners that is here?
Thank you.
Thank you.
Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria, Western Cape, is the umbrella body that guides and regulates all Nigeria pastors in the Western Cape. Mm-hmm. and it has been a section since 2012. And God have used this umbrella body of Nigeria pastors to really reshaping, you know, reset a man, you know, reset a lot of things, and also change the narratives. I'm telling you, the narratives is be changed. Nigeria pastors are doing well at the moment because there is a body that regulate and control, you know, in terms of doctrines, ministry operations, you know, and also to bring integrity. We are having our 13 years anniversary celebration. It's taking place on Saturday, the 13th of September. 13 years, Saturday 13. And the theme is double portion. So double 13, double portion. God, double honor. Sorry, double honor. And God is bringing honor back to the body of Christ among pastors. You know, pastors, a lot of pastors goes through a lot. Pastor faces a lot of challenges. Pastor needs encouragement. Are you a man of God out there? Please be encouraged. I love you. We stand with you. So I'm inviting you. Please be a part. Come and celebrate with us this 13 years anniversary. It's taking place on Saturday, 13th of September, 2025. Time is 11 a.m. at Finger of God Ministry, 35 Abbott Street, Robbie Minatin. Please join us, and the Lord bless you.
Thank you so much, my prophet. Thank you so much, people. You are invited. I know us as Cape Pulpit, we are also invited. We'll see how we can make it to Parklands. We will be there. That other song was from Johanna Ankerum. The other one was from Branham Murphy, Coming Home. My family, please stay tuned. We are quickly going for another break. It's not always easy to say goodbye, but soon I have to say goodbye to the listeners, but not now. Hallelujah. Good afternoon. Welcome back at the studio with Pastor Elizabeth. Queen Elizabeth Guma. I'm at the studio with our prophet Dr. Stephen Osadolo, with the theme, John chapter 15, verse 1 to 5, fruitfulness. Says in verse 5, I am the vine and you are the branches. Without me, you can do nothing. So we have no choice. We have to abide in God and Christ in us so that we can be fruitful, multiply, replenish the earth. Just as the men of God have said, we are in our place. Hallelujah. A wealthy place. We are in a place in our promised land. So please, let's continue to abide in Christ. And one thing that I want to also, listeners, to know today, something that you have learned, be productive. Everywhere you find yourself, be productive. Whether it's in ministry, whether it's in your community, whether it's in your home, amongst your family, be a productive person and be a man and a woman of integrity and purpose. We are here for a purpose. We are living for God's purpose. We are on this earth for Him to use us mightily. Just as the man of God has also said that we must preach the gospel to others. God must use us. That must be each and everyone's desire to say, God, use me. I am your honorable vessel. Use me. So thank you so much, my prophet. One word from you, and we are about to say goodbye to our beautiful listeners online, on Facebook, on radio. Please, I love you so much. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for standing for tuning in with us. God bless you, and I believe that you are all blessed today by the mighty word of God through the prophet Dr. Stephen Osadolo. And I believe and trust that you will be part of the celebration of Pentecostal Fellowship of Nigeria on the 13th of September, just as the prophet has announced. God bless you. Over to you, prophet.
Thank you. Thank you. Just want to leave this scripture with you. Isaiah chapter 32, verse 15. Until the Spirit pour from on high upon us, the wilderness be a fruitful field, and the fruitful field be counted for a forest. The wilderness season is over. Amen. You are welcome to your season of fruitfulness.
Amen.
September is the beginning of new beginning.
Amen.
September to be remembered. I bless you today. Go and be productive.
Amen.
Productive on every side.
Mm.
Productive in your spirit, in your soul, and in your body. Productive in your career. Productive in your home. Productive in your community.
Mm.
You are blessed. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. You have heard it from the mouth of the prophet. Please make sure you are productive. You have no excuse. It is very important. Your wilderness season is over. You are in your season of fruitfulness. Go and carry more fruit out there and go and make an impact. Go and change your community. Go and make a great change and transform lives out there by God's grace. Please, that is why we are born only to do that. My family, I want to thank the Lord for you, all the listeners, all those that are listening on radio, on Facebook Live. Thank you so much indeed. For me, it was indeed a privilege to share the word of God through the man of God. We thank the Lord for today. Prophet, can you just do a short prayer and then we are rounding up?
Let's pray. Father, we thank you. What a privilege to be here today. Thank you for your word has gone forth like lightning. Thank you for your word have gone forth like dews upon tender plants of the field. Thank you for your word have gone forth like a wind that bring restoration. Thank you. Your word have gone forth like fire that burn the shafts. We are blessed by your word. To everyone who have received your word, let them be transformation. The purpose of your word is to bring transformation, restoration, innovation, and productivity. I blessed every listeners today. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise for the gate of September is Amen. Open. Amen. And we shall be fruitful in the land. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. And the people shall say amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
And amen and amen. Thank you so much, Prophet. Listeners, my family, my family, wat ek so lief het. Hallelujah. Ons het nog gekom op die einde van ons program. We came to the end of our program, and I want to say thank you so much for all the listeners. May the Lord bless you all. Same time, same place next week at Radio K Pulpit from 12 o'clock till 1 o'clock. Be blessed. Love you. Shalom.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.